This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
The president's holding firm on the border wall, and Democrats are starting to cave. And we've got Billy Joel tickets to give you. All right, so a couple things to bring you up to speed on the big stories of the day today. The president at the White House today said, he's reserving the right to declare the national emergency, which is good. Good thing for him to say. I would not want him coming out and saying he won't do it, by the way. If I were advising him, I would tell him, keep saying it. Keep saying it over and over again that you can do it. Absolutely. But I would also tell him not to, but I would tell him not to say that he wouldn't do it. See, that's the difference. And the president, he's got a couple advantages here. Number one, they think he's nuts, right? They think he's crazy. I know he's not. And I also know that he's been very clear on the record a few times about how Mexico would pay for the wall through trade agreements and trade deficits and trade. He said all that during the campaign. He said all that in the presidential debates. I know this. And I also know that he's a guy who, in some ways, likes the fact that people think he's completely unpredictable, and he plays that to his advantage. And Democrats, because they've made him a caricature, not a person, he's a caricature. He's either Pol Pot or Mussolini or Hitler one day, or the next day he's just a doofus who can't find his way out of the Oval Office, but he's never taken as a competent person by the left. So I think if you're sitting around with Democrats right now, the reason why I try to watch MSNBC and the other shows so you don't have to, and so I can know what they're talking about. Well, I heard Andrea Mitchell today. It's an awful show, by the way. It's terrible. And they're going on about how they think Trump could dig his heels in and keep the government shut down for 2 years and run for re-election with the government shut down. The fact that they think that completely works to his advantage. There is no way those two, Chuck and Nancy, the vampiric one and Count Chuckula, there's no way those two, the walking dead, dead and deader, can justify keeping the government shut down that long over $5.7 billion. When he's also proposing DACA, chain migration, where more family members can stay, he's throwing in all kinds of things to sweeten the pot. There's no way those two would even survive in office. I don't mean survive in terms of living. They're already dead. What I'm saying is there's no way they would survive and keep their leadership positions. They'd have a coup among their party, among their members. And the fact that they make Trump out to be a caricature works to his advantage. So they sit around, and I'm telling you right now, they're over on Capitol Hill thinking, this guy's never going to compromise. Please declare a national emergency. Please. They're begging for it. They are begging for it. Because they think he'll never compromise. They think he'll hold his ground on the $5.7 billion because he knows his base and he won't want to upset his base, and they are terrified of that. So, if you know that that's how they're acting, and they are, that means you're winning. You're winning politically. Now, look at it from the other perspective, too. At some point, Democrat members are going to say to Chuck and Nancy, this can't keep going on. We got to get the government open. We're the ones who love government. Trump's base doesn't. Trump's base is not made up of largely federal workers. We are going to pay a political price for this. We're going to pay a price for this. You can call it Trump shutdown all you want. You can hashtag it Trump temper tantrum shutdown, whatever you want to call it. The federal workers who want to go back to work and vote Democrat are going to be very mad at us. So the members of the House, the Democrat members and the members of the Senate are going to pull those two aside at some point, I think very soon, and say enough. Enough. You made your line in the sand. Get DACA. Reopen the government. Give him his money and move on. I think it's probably going to happen sooner than you think. I really do. The fact that people did not get a paycheck today is a big deal. It really is. In people's lives, it's a big deal. When you're budgeting and you're living paycheck to paycheck, or even if you're not, I mean, I don't know many people that aren't, who have kids and pay taxes and that sort of thing. But if you miss a paycheck, and you only get paid, and you don't know when the next one's coming, that's a scary feeling. Right? It's a scary feeling. Those people are not sitting there going, I'm so happy I'm not getting a paycheck because I'm not going to let this monster get his wall money. They're not saying that. You know, the Democrats want you to believe that they're saying that. They're not. They think this is ridiculous, that they're not going back to work. They think it's nuts. And at some point, Chuck and Nancy are going to be asked the question, when he's offering you DACA, when he's offering you all these other things that you've been saying you wanted all these years, when are you going to give this guy something? When are you going to compromise with him? This has to end. Enough. Enough. And then at some point, they're going to have a vote. I think it's going to be soon. I really do. It was not going to be until the first paycheck was skipped. The first time people did not get paid, that's when they start feeling it. Up until now, you weren't feeling it. I mean, even if you were a federal worker, you weren't expecting to get paid until today, so you weren't feeling it. You got paid the last paycheck, so this is the first one you missed, and now it becomes real. Now it's real. I would even say by next week, you might see a deal, maybe even sooner. They call this bluff, and he's not bluffing. Right? He's not bluffing. He's got a full deck. His supporters will stay with him no matter what. They are in no rush to reopen the government. None whatsoever. His base, they're not going anywhere. The federal workers, their union, and a lot of those federal unions are right now calling the speaker's office and saying, we got to get these people back to work. I got to get my members back to work. And the Democrats are losing this. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. And that's why, you know, very reasonable Democrat who listens to the show is a good guy, Bill. He tweeted out that I'm exactly right. I'm 100% right. He is a Democrat, would love nothing more than for Trump to sign a national emergency, government gets opened, the wall construction gets delayed by the courts, possibly even prevented by the courts, and now you've got a precedent set for future presidents. You imagine Kamala Harris, that wacko with her nonsense of what she would do with that kind of power? So, no, you just have to hold steady. 855-839-1210. Were you going to play a clip?
No.
I thought I heard a sound.
I was just getting ready for one.
Somebody's mic on? No. Oh, I heard static. Okay. Well, if you're ready for a clip, let's play one. All right, let's do this. NBC attacks the effectiveness of any type of border wall. Any type. All right? So we've gone from concrete, steel slats, fences, any type, nothing works. This is NBC. Literally now, there's no structure. Nothing. Cut five.
This image, obtained exclusively by NBC News, shows how vulnerable President Trump's wall could be. It's the result of a Department of Homeland Security test ordered by this administration. 8 prototypes were created to help the president determine what kind of wall to build. Military and Border Patrol were then tasked with breaching them using various tools. The president says his decision was a compromise.
It will be a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall.
This steel slat prototype sliced with a saw.
Critics of President Trump's border policies say no barrier, including steel just like this, will do anything to solve a humanitarian or a security crisis. Before he headed here today, the president disputed that and responded to NBC News' reporting.
Well, that's a wall that was designed by previous administrations.
While previous administrations did use the design, the prototypes were built during the Trump administration. All 8 were breached during testing. DHS says while the design currently being constructed was informed by what we learned in the prototypes, it does not replicate those designs. Tonight, more questions about the vulnerability of any type of border wall.
Any wall. No wall works. Nothing. You can breach any wall. Anywhere. What is it? Vibranium. Vibranium, right? Isn't that the metal that Captain America's shield is made from?
I think so.
And isn't that the substance that Thanos wants and comes down to where Black Panther lives?
Yes.
Isn't that the substance?
So.
I need my Marvel Comics guru
to
weigh in here and help me out. Well, I guess you couldn't penetrate that wall if it's made of vibranium, like in the movies. I guess that would work. Otherwise, there's no substance on Earth that can't be breached in our testing.
Kryptonite?
Kryptonite, you could breach it if you're Batman. No, in fact, you'll use it to kill Superman. So that doesn't work.
Okay, sorry.
Do they just live in fantasy world over there? They're like, and this can be breached by ramming a Mack truck into it. I mean, That's amazing to me. That's absolutely
a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. Well, we dropped in our testing. We dropped a nuclear warhead on this concrete wall, and sure enough, it's shattered all over the place. It's breachable. It's breachable. In fact, one of them, if you don't repair the cracks, water gets in, and then it can.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. There's no. I love the last line in that. Can you just play the last line of that again? It's everything you need to know here. Go ahead.
Tonight, more questions about the vulnerability of any type of border wall.
Any type. It could be a wall 50 feet into the ground, 150 feet up in the air, 17 feet thick with slats, dragons, fire. It could be like going into that, like one of those arcades when you're a kid. You know, there's the mirror room and you get through that, and the fire room. When our testing, people wore fire suits and were able to get past that challenge. Then there's the alligator pit you got to get over. Well, in our testing, you could jump on their heads and they can't eat you.
Like in Pitfall.
So we're really questioning the effectiveness of any wall whatsoever in our testing. It's just amazing. It's truly amazing. Let's see here. But MSNBC's Mike Barnicle. Fat Mike Barnicle, he's identified the real national emergency. Wait for it. This is going to surprise you. No spoilers, kids.
It is. It remains a Seinfeld shutdown.
Seinfeld
all
presidency.
All about nothing. Mike Barnicle.
The president continually refers to, he gets right up to the edge of this as a national emergency. Well, there is a national emergency, I would submit, and we saw it last night. It's him.
Boom! Slow burn, bro. Slow burn. Trump's the emergency. Boom! Now that is creative. That's original right there. Good for you, Mike Barnicle. Saying what nobody else on social media except every other lefty on social media is saying. Good for you with that hot take. No. You're the national emergency. Huh? Yeah. No, you're the national emergency. So what am I? No, you are. Is everyone seven? How about a wall made out of diamond? Oh, that's a good one. How about that? Diamonds. Laser beams. I just want a wall with freaking laser beams. Sharks with freaking laser beams. Well, in our testing, we found that if you brought shark food and played that stupid baby shark song, the sharks get distracted, and you can get over the wall. Oh, why? Don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh, gosh. It's awful. All right, for that, we're going to play our game and give away Billy Joel tickets right after the news. So get in the queue right now. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Get in the queue to play our game. Real or fake? Now remember, two things are riding on this. I'm just kidding. Billy Joel tickets is the only thing riding on this. All right. 855-839-1210 to play the game. Real or fake? After the news. All right. So that'll be good. Now, in the meantime, we are also going to play this for you. This is Dem Representative Pramila Jayapal. Trump's real goal. Okay, of really why he wants a wall. Now, this is his real goal. She's figured it out. She's cracked the code. Cut seven.
You know, you just said it so beautifully, Chris. This has never been about a wall. He actually could have gotten funding a couple of years ago or a year ago for a wall. It was part of a deal that was proposed. Not all of us agreed with that deal, but it was proposed to him, and he turned it down because his ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration. All to throw a bone to those people. And the only thing I can hope is that the people that he's throwing the bone to are actually a minority of people.
Well, that makes no sense. Why? How can they be a minority of people if Trump is doing all this to satisfy them? I don't understand your logic right there. And then so all the Democrats who supported his wall also want to purify the American people's race, something or other. I hope it's a small minority that's pushing for this. That minority that she would personally like to leave the country, but wow. All right. That is your lesson in civility, kids. Dem rep, whoever her face is. saying that you want America to be pure again. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number for you to play the real or fake game. All right, well, let's do the game. Why don't we do the game? Should we do the game? Now, as a reminder of how to play, Dawn Senslin, our experienced broadcaster, will read two headlines. One is real and one is not real. You can call it fake news. You have to figure out the one that's real. Okay? So, for example, we did this earlier. Dawn, we'll do number one again as a test question for the audience. The one we did earlier.
The one earlier.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, man on drugs breaks into a pet shop and eats 10 pounds of dog food, or Florida police try to unlock phone with dead man's finger.
And it turned out that was the real story.
Yes.
Okay, so you guessed that right. You got to get three right or you're out. Okay? All right, let's do this. Let's start with John in Westchester. John, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Ready to play?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, John, go ahead. I mean,
John.
Dawn, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, John?
Somebody, go ahead.
Somebody.
John is replacing me?
Give me somebody.
Nobody
Give me
told
anybody.
Me.
Meet your new newsman. See, we'll have a lot to talk about. Go ahead, Dawn.
Okay. Feminist didn't change daughter's diapers for weeks because she didn't give, quote, consent. Some rivers are so drug polluted, their eels get high on cocaine.
Wow, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, John in Westchester. Which one is real and which one is fake?
I would say the eels are real.
Yes, sir. You're right. That's good. This is not working out well for you, Dan. Already one question in. One question in. All right, let's go to question number three.
Detroit mother says eight is enough after giving birth to her eighth child from eight different fathers. Or a Florida woman blames cocaine when in her purse on a windy day.
Hmm. Which one? Which one there, John?
The cocaine.
Yes, that's right. You are correct. Dan?
My life right now.
After eating Chipotle for 500 days, an Ohio man named Bruce Wayne says he's ready for something new. Or woman shoots boyfriend for catching her cheating, says she didn't give him permission to catch her.
All right. Which one is real, John? Which one is fake?
The first one is real.
John, you win. Congratulations. You win, and Dan loses.
Oh, my God.
It's not a game.
It's the worst game ever.
This is
the worst game in the history of games.
Jared's in the studio to fire me right now.
Good. Evil Jared. Walk him, escort him out of the building, please.
And we have to ask John, though, if he's related to Dan.
Yeah, is this another one of Dan's inside jobs?
His cousin.
God.
It's his second cousin.
God. Well, it just is not. These questions are so dumb. You'd think I'd have some sort of creative control over this contest. It's the worst contest in radio, in the history of radio. The worst.
The eels one was good. Come on.
Which one? The eel one?
Yeah.
That was good.
Some rivers are so drug polluted, their eels get high on cocaine.
That's good. The feminist, I could see a feminist not changing her daughter's diaper, though. That was a good one, too.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. But not good enough.
No.
Not good enough. John in Westchester, you win the Billy Joel tickets. It's great. Right now, the entire audience is going, this sucks. This game sucks. You for hours now, we listen to you for hours with the chance to win. The first guy wins on these lame questions, and now we've been listening for 2.5 hours. There's going to be a coup in the Zioli army is what's going to happen.
Can we
Dawn?
Just get, I think we should just get, don't they have another set of tickets somewhere?
No, we can't.
All kinds of hell will be unleashed upon us.
Jared's head's exploding.
Sorry.
No.
He's dragging Dan out right now. He's kicking Dan.
Dan's bigger than him.
Poor Dan, he's getting brought out of the building. Security! Hey, Dan.
You can act like a man!
That's right, you take it.
By the way, we had this scheduled for 5:19 to 5:30, and it's 5:24,
and we're done.
The segment's over.
I got nothing left. Don't do it, Jared. Evil Jared, don't do it. Dan. This is a poor guy. With the FCC here, we're now shooting our producers, Dawn. We're killing them live on the air.
I can confidently say this is the worst two-day stretch of my entire life.
Of the show's entire life.
Yeah.
You might have just single-handedly done what no other person has been able to do, which is to ruin the Zioli show.
It's true.
We have survived so much.
Yeah. A lot.
The first afternoon show to endure on this station in the history of this station. And now you may have brought it to an end,
Dan.
Yep. All right. Now, Ange would like to say there should be a Zioli Army Billy Joel event for those of us who didn't win, which is everybody.
Finish the tweet.
Any tickets with producer Big Dan's very difficult, hard to figure out real or fake stories.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing. All right. Let's, Patricia, I can't give you tickets. I could give you like a prize pack, though. Would you like to play? What? No, Jared said I could.
Oh, all right.
All right, just to play. They're not Billy Joel tickets because those are... But I know. I'm sorry.
I listen to you all the time. I love you.
I love you, but Dan screwed up. It's not my fault.
I'm sorry, Patricia. It's...
Come on.
Oh, she sounds so sweet.
No, no, no.
I don't have tickets to give. Right. Patricia, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Come on, I'm not Prohibition Patty. I swear.
Are you Prohibition Patty? Because if you were, you'd start drinking again after this.
I said Patricia.
I know. I'm so sorry. How about if you win, we'll give you like a prize pack, some WPHT mugs or something? I don't know.
No!
I know. It's so lame after this, right? It's so lame.
Billy Joel tickets or...
or a mug. How about an old Smirconish mug?
No.
We have one in the storage room.
I think there might be one, by the way.
How about one of Dick Morris's books, Patricia? I'm so sorry, Patricia. We love you, though. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you. Sorry about that. This is terrible.
There's a
yes.
Buzz Bissinger stiletto in there, I think.
Yeah, you get one of Buzz Bissinger's leather boots signed by Caitlyn Jenner. Did you get John's information in Westchester? Okay, you're good? All right, good. So thank you. So nobody else, you don't need to hold anymore because the game's over. I'm sorry.
Every line is lit. Just ready to ream out Dan.
Yeah. You know what I feel like right now? I feel like how Trump felt when he said he was going to give up on the wall and everybody turned on him. That's how I feel right now. The entire audience just became Ann Coulter to me. Yes. It's a terrible feeling. It's very awkward.
Okay, at the next Zioli event, Dan has to go and face everybody.
I agree. And Dan's got to go in public and shame him.
Yeah, we'll be like Game of Thrones. Shame with a bell.
How about I stand on stage with one of those spinning tables and you get to throw knives at me?
It's not a bad idea. All right. Well, listen, thank you for playing to the two of you that played over 2 days.
Shame.
Thanos says I'd rather watch Acosta Twitter videos than listen to that game again. Yes, I am sorry. Case Bryan says that game should not be which story is real. The game should be which story is out of Florida. Craziest stories are always out of Florida.
That's true.
That's actually a really good idea.
True.
We could do that. All right. Well, now we got nothing left. We got a couple minutes.
Talk about Gwyneth's honeymoon.
How Ben Affleck ruined that movie too. How about this? Here we go. And this is a good one here. We have Bill de Blasio promising health care for all, paid vacation, legal marijuana, and retirement funds. And if you think you had a good chance of winning the tickets, you have a better chance of getting all these things from Bill de Blasio and not paying for them. All right?
Imagine a city where New Yorkers can live their lives more fully. That's the quality of life I want for every New Yorker.
Mm. There's like six people clap. Where is this inauguration?
It's the New York State of the State.
Oh, address it's, he does the New York City State of the State?
Yeah,
okay.
At the beginning of the year.
All right.
You deserve a city that gives you the share of prosperity that you have earned. And so this year in New York City, we will guarantee health care for all our people.
Woo!
We will become the first city in the nation to require 2 weeks paid personal time.
Wow.
We'll work with the state to legalize marijuana the right way.
Meaning the government will control it.
By expunging arrest records.
And taxing the hell out of it.
And making sure the grassroots, not the big corporations, run this new business.
Yeah, those evil corporations selling marijuana.
We'll create a universal retirement system in our city because if you've worked for decades, then you've earned the right to retire in peace.
Now you know why if you sell a Lucy cigarette, the entire city comes after you. Because somebody's got to pay for this crap, and it's all through taxes. You know, we've been talking a lot about the border. Obviously, it's still the biggest show of the day today. Biggest story of the day today. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. President holding firm on the border and saying he will get his wall money. The Democrats are starting to crack. But you know, locally, this has a lot of implications for us. Over in New Jersey, my state, they are now going to offer driver licenses to illegal immigrants, among also New Jersey being now a sanctuary state. So I asked a buddy of mine to stop by the studio today. Sean Golden is the sheriff of Monmouth County, and he's in studio with me. Sean, good to see you, yeah, Mr. Rich, Sheriff.
Good to see you.
Sheriff in New Jersey is an elected position, for people that don't know.
Certainly is. 8 years as Monmouth County Sheriff now, and working hard every day to protect the people in New Jersey and Monmouth County. So, you know, some of these issues that we see nationally, and Trump is spot on, I hope he holds the course. Everyone should back him up on this. We see it not only for the illegal immigration issue, but a drug issue for us, as you know, in New Jersey, with the number of overdoses that we have that some lead the country in overdose deaths, and certainly Monmouth and Ocean County, we're subject to that as well, coming out of the Philadelphia and New York markets. And, you know, we have to shut that down. 60% comes up through South America, and certainly, you know, the increase of fentanyl, which is killing our people, and certainly
so you're seeing
in
that
Jersey. We see
in
that.
Your county.
We certainly see it. We see it in Monmouth County. We see it all over the state of New Jersey. You know, and that impacts Rich. You know, we have 1 in 4 families, when you break it down, in New Jersey, that are subject to somebody with addiction or suffered some type of addiction overdose death. So this is a serious problem. President Trump is right on with it. We have to get our leaders to wake up and certainly see that for what it is. I mean, certainly the illegal immigration, but also the drug trade and human trafficking trade that he talks about as well.
So with the illegal immigration, the fact that it's a sanctuary state, that Phil Murphy signed that executive order, your officers now, are they allowed to cooperate with ICE in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, per the directive there from the Attorney General of New Jersey, we're not to ask somebody where they're from, right? If we suspect illegal immigration. If they committed a crime, you certainly can do your investigation, if you will. But
I was going to say, how do you investigate if you don't find out?
You can. The directive allows you to conduct an investigatory questions like that to ascertain, you know, the proper identification of somebody that committed a crime. Mm-hmm. You know, in Monmouth County, we have a 287G, and we're one of several in the state that have 287G. It's part of the federal ICE immigration code that allows our corrections officers to ask anybody that comes into the facility. Now, granted, they were already arrested and they've been charged with a crime. That's how they end up in my jail. Mm-hmm. And then that's our cooperation with ICE. So if they have a detainer, ICE detainer, we then turn them over to ICE after they fulfill whatever court fulfillment they have or whatever warrant fulfillment they have in Monmouth County.
So you can still do that?
According to the directive, we can do that up until the end of our contract with ICE and 287G. So we have a little bit of time here in Monmouth County to work that out and challenge some of that. But at the end of the day, we'll continue that practice that we do, because I'm certainly not going to release anybody that is wanted for an ICE detainer that has some kind of criminal record. We've seen what happens with Kate Steinle and all of those other really tragic circumstances around the country, and you know that, you know, certainly comes into play. But sanctuary state thing is,
well, you know, Sean Golden,
law enforcement, it ties our hands.
I can imagine. Sean Golden's with me. He's the sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey, and we're talking about a number of issues going on over there. Sean's a good friend of mine, so he was in town. I said, come by, say hello, stop by the studio, and let me ask you this question, because I think a lot of people are confused. The sanctuary issue, right? You're only getting a detainer request if somebody's in jail, if they've committed a crime. You're not going and picking up people at the ShopRite.
Yeah.
This is about people who are in jail, and ICE wants them, and sanctuary says you're not cooperating with them to turn them over.
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Rich. We're not in the neighborhoods. Listen, ICE has their job to do. That's for them to do. If they want to go into neighborhoods and, you know, question those that are here illegally and certainly arrest those that are here, that is that's their federal purview, and, right, and certainly that will continue. We don't do that. On the county and local level, you never see our law enforcement go in and do, quote-unquote, illegal immigration sweeps That's not the intent. But the intent is, if you do commit a crime, yes, we want to identify you. Yes, we want to turn you over to the proper authority so that they can further do their immigration investigation, particularly if you committed a serious crime in Monmouth County or state of New Jersey.
Let's talk about the driver licenses for illegal immigrants. Is that law now? Is that passed?
No, not law yet. It is in committee. There are proposals out there. Listen, this is outrageous, really. From a law enforcement perspective, you can't get behind this from a safety and homeland security perspective. There's just no way. After 9/11, as you know, a lot of states went through a rigorous transformation and readjustment to their laws. In New Jersey, being a New Jersey resident that you know the six-point program. When you have to come into motor vehicle, it is a pain. But
I bring my birth certificate, my passport, a blood supply, my kids.
That's right, for a reason, though. For a reason, because from a law enforcement and homeland security perspective, we all in law enforcement depend on that New Jersey driver's license as the primary form of identification for as to who you are and where you're from.
But wait, I have to get a new one, though, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, the real ID or whatever?
Listen, at the end of the day, this is what they're calling it. They come up with these clever names for these driver's license for illegal immigrants. At the end of the day, if you and I went in there and signed an affidavit and expected a driver's license saying, hey, we're John Smith and give me a driver's license, we certainly wouldn't get it. To show a utility bill of all things and then sign some affidavit because you don't have any of that other paperwork is unacceptable.
So that's all you would need to get a driver's license?
Yeah, some versions of the law have that in there. So if you can't produce a birth certificate from your home country, you can't produce a passport, but you can produce some type of utility bill and sign an affidavit that said you're John Doe. That should give you the primary form of ID that law enforcement and Homeland Security depend on in the state of New Jersey and around the country. I don't think that's a great idea.
My question is this. Why didn't I have this in college? Because I could have got a fake ID so much easier. How could they even know your age? You just tell them your age?
Yeah. Again, that's
I mean, honestly, I have to ask that question because I would think in addition to obviously
and,
people
and,
who would,
and that's what's absurd about this program for driver's license. You know, we worked so hard in a post 9/11 era to make sure that that identification had all the merits behind it, that you are in fact who you say you are, mm-hmm. and that's where you live. And so to throw that out the window is really a disgrace, and it's disingenuous. And it's unsafe for our law enforcement community and our residents.
I agree. I just don't understand. You can go there and say whatever age you are, and there's no way to verify that.
Yeah, well, I guess they figure if you had a utility bill, somehow you filled out some paperwork, and, you know, for a cell phone or some type of electrical bill, you know, listen, it's certainly not 6 points worth of identification, and that's a big problem for us.
Has Governor Murphy said he'd sign that bill into law, Sean?
I think they're pushing it through. I don't know what the governor's stance is on it. We'll see what the final version looked like. Again, it's in committee. I know there's some adjustments, hopefully mm-hmm. some adjustments being made. Certainly some associations like the Sheriff's Association is going to weigh in on these things saying, hey, this is not a good idea in its current form. Listen, they say it makes us safer. I don't know how it really makes us safer. When you're not sure of the actual genuine documents that were supposed to support that type of identification. So it remains to be seen, but we'll continue to work on it.
Sean Golden's with me. He is the sheriff of Monmouth County. At Monmouth County, I guess there are some beach towns Philly people probably go to, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, so we have a mix. I mean, you know, I listen, my brother, as you know, right here, and I'll announce it, you know, when we're on the air here, you know, he was Temple football head coach for 5 years here. So I spent a lot of time in Philly. But I know when he made the transformation to be the head coach in Philadelphia and he lived over here by St. David's, he would go to Avalon, where a lot of the Philadelphia people go. And, you know, we end up with a lot of New York City folks. And
Bar A, is that you guys?
Yeah,
Bar Anticipation?
Bar A, it's Monmouth County. Come on.
I have a lot of non-memories from that bar from when I was younger.
A lot too.
Bar A. Yeah. So let's talk about the smoking on the beach is now illegal.
Well, so, unless it's marijuana, I guess. But
so marijuana,
we'll,
you can't do it.
We'll find
out.
You know,
but cigarette smoking, what do you guys deal with that too? Will you be writing tickets?
There's a lot of local police departments up and down the county of Monmouth. We have 27 miles of beach and about 22 towns that cover the county. They all hire special officers. But in one way, shape, or form, they'll be dealing with it. Whether you encounter a special police officer on the boardwalks there in Monmouth County, there'll be no smoking on the boardwalks.
And what about in the parking lot?
Yeah, hey, you know, we're grappling in New Jersey with the whole marijuana question and legalization of marijuana. So that's another subject for this legislative session,
well,
I guess.
I said they should just do it in Atlantic City. Just limit it to the casinos. At least the towns don't want it, so just do it there. It might turn Atlantic City around. What's one more thing in Atlantic City that people can sin with? Well, listen, Sean, how can people find you?
Well, listen, you can go to our website at mcsonj.org, mcsonj.org. That's Monmouth County Sheriff's Office website. All the information is on there. That's the best way. Also, we have a mobile application, so please, you can type in Monmouth County Sheriff's Office on the iPhone or the Apple Store there and Google Play and download our application. It's good. We give it a lot of real-time information, emergency management stuff when storms come up along the coast there at the Jersey Shore. So we'll continue to make those efforts technologically so people stay in touch.
Nice. Well, good to see you, my friend. Sean Golden, the Monmouth County Sheriff.
Pleasure,
how's your brother doing, by the way?
He's doing well. He's with the Detroit Lions. He's in the NFL, you know, after his gig down there in Miami.
Oh, he switched to baseball, huh? I'm just kidding. It's a long-running joke on this program. I'd like to take a moment, if I could, a point of personal privilege, if I could, Dawn. I want to commend a Democrat. I want to commend a Democrat. You know, I often say we sometimes have to put the politics behind us. When there's an act of courage, you got to acknowledge it, Dawn.
Yes.
So allow me today to give my heartfelt praise to the courage shown by the lawmaker who cuts ties with top donor over dead bodies found in his home. That kind of courage, Dawn, so rare in this day and age. California Representative Ted Lieu said he would no longer hang out with Ed Buck since they keep finding dead gay guys in his house. That kind of a bold courage for America, Dawn, is really amazing for all of us.
That's how you define courage right there.
We need more of that, I think. he should get the Profile and Courage Award for this. I love the headline. Lawmaker cuts ties with top donor over dead bodies found in his home. Everybody has their own personal straw that breaks the camel's back, Dawn. You know what I mean?
Yes, that would have been a good headline for the quiz.
Actually, that would have been. Oh, man. California lawmaker said he's ditching contributions from the deep-pocketed Democratic donor who was present when two men died in his home in separate incidents in under 2 years.
Wait, the lawmaker's?
The donor who was present. Representative Ted Lieu said he would donate $18,500 in contributions from Ed Buck, he's the guy with the dead bodies, to not-for-profits that support dead people in basements. nonprofits that support African American and LGBTQ people, such as the NAACP and Lambda Legal, or Tri Lambda.
Lambda.
I am deeply disturbed by the latest revelations of a second death by overdose at the home of Ed Buck. While we await the results, is this real?
The first one was fine. The second one, though.
Yeah, the first one I kept taking his money. I'm like, everybody gets one dead body.
Absolutely.
One. Yeah. I kept taking his money. But two is where I'm out. I'm out. I am deeply disturbed by the latest revelations of a second death by overdose at the home of Ed Buck.
Of a young male gay escort, right?
While we await the results of the law enforcement investigation, I'm going to donate the contributions I have received from Mr. Buck to my federal campaign over the years. I'm going to donate those. So he's outraged on after the second body was found. The first body, he went, well, I have a fundraiser coming up. Why don't we ask him to...
Money don't grow on trees.
Yeah, ask him to buy a table. Now it's a bridge too far, Dawn.
Yes.
So, Ted Lieu, Profile and Courage. We need more of that. You, sir, are an inspiration. An inspiration, sir. Remember I've always said to you the government can get you if they want to get you?
Yes.
One of my examples over the years I used, do you remember? I know Greg knows this.
Of course.
sharing your passwords for Netflix.
Yes.
I actually literally used that as an example back in the day. If the government wants to get you, they can get you on that. They wanted to. They could. Even because, I mean, you can share it, but you're probably violating something. I'm sure there's something you're violating. Remember when we were kids and you put in a VCR? This is a thing that used to play tapes.
Yeah.
Always flashing.
Explain it to Dan.
And it would have, yeah, Dan, so this, you put this thing in the machine and the machine wouldn't eat it. It would play things through it.
Really?
I know. It's crazy. But they used to do the whole FBI warning. Remember that? Yep. Warning.
Yeah.
Don't give this to anybody. Don't let anybody watch this. Only for you in your house.
Yeah, heaven forbid you have two VCRs and you try and dub it onto one thing. That's like a federal crime.
Remember the dubbing? You would pop out the little plastic thing on the VHS tape after you did it so you don't...
I never did that.
Dawn never did that. So now they have a program that will track down users who share accounts and passwords for streaming services such as Netflix.
Are you kidding?
This is a technology that was developed. Now, how long do you think until the government seizes this technology in a national emergency?
Yeah.
Which, who will do? Bernie will probably declare that in his national emergency. It uses artificial intelligence to go out there and figure out who is sharing passwords with who. And then track you down and come after you. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
The real crisis of our times.
Yeah, sharing Netflix passwords with people. So I always say, if they want to get you, they'll get you for something.
God.
They'll get you for something.
Do they have a war? What if it's in your family? You're not allowed, if you're in the same family?
Well, I know this. They can't charge a husband and wife for the same crime.
So I'll throw my husband under the bus.
Right. So there you go. Like, see that? It's one of my favorite lines from Arrested Development. From Arrested Development. They can't charge a husband and wife for the same crime. And then what's his name? Michael, Bateman. Jason Bateman, who plays his son. And he goes, yeah, I'm not sure that's true, Dad. He goes, I have the worst lawyers. No, Dawn, I don't think you're allowed to break federal copyright law within your family. I think it also counts, if I'm not mistaken, on other devices. I don't know. It's a good question.
That makes no sense.
I know. Right, Michael and David could get the Netflix password. But if you've given it to your Uncle Lenny in Milwaukee or someplace, that probably does not count.
Death penalty.
Right, death penalty for that. You know what I mean?
Well, they should have it like when you get the zoo. When you buy the zoo thing and you get up to 8 kids, like you could have up to 8 people or something.
Right.
You know, like when you buy your zoo membership.
That's true. And you just name names. And go, this is my son, whoever. And hey, you don't have to put IDs anymore. They don't ask your birthday. So I heard that from the sheriff and I was thinking, you imagine in college how cool that would be. You just walk up at DMV and go, yeah, listen, I'm an undocumented immigrant. I have my cable bill. I'm 21. Give me my ID, please.
Now, what if that happens?
Right away, sir.
Of course it's going to happen.
If you're at Rutgers, but then they go, we know you're an underage kid. And you go, no.
No, I'm not. I'm an undocumented immigrant.
How
and
dare
I'm
you,
being
sir.
Persecuted by you. Yeah. And how dare you? I want sanctuary to go to the bars, so give me my ID. I'm 21.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth.
The United States
of America.
Let me tell you something, Dawn. The first people that will abuse this are college kids.
Yes.
The first people to abuse. That terrorists are farther on the list. Yeah. College kids first. Yeah. Every guy is going to the DMV claiming, yes, my name is Juan. I'm my parents brought me here from Guatemala. I have nothing except my Xfinity bill. go figure. I have that.
Xfinity.
That's all I have. All right. What could possibly go wrong with that? What could possibly go wrong? All right, Greg, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Thomas Broido. Thomas Broido says, Rich, even if Trump gets his wall built, baby sharks will still be able to swim across the Rio Grande. So really, what's the point? For one last time for the weekend.
This show should never be podcast. This show should be destroyed, deleted, taped over like a bad VHS tape with...
CLE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Basketball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.